couple of questions. First to the city attorney. Mr. City Attorney, with the original motion by Councilmember Garcia, assuming that one passed and 90 days from now, I don't know, the future seemed more clear, could we extend the moratorium? I mean, so rather than grant it right now till February of 2013, or that, could the council come back in a few months if things go well and extend the moratorium before the term expired?
Sure.
Okay. So
are you talking about the exemption or the exemption?
What I'm saying is,
the ban.
That we could always have an opportunity to come back and bite the apple. So that way, if things were not going well, we could just let the ban continue and put those out of business. And if things were going well and we weren't having any law enforcement issues, then the council could affirmatively make a decision at that time to extend it, as opposed to with Councilmember Gavlich's. We're out there until February 2013 of the Supreme Court, no matter what.
Right. You're
No. Only on those that have followed through the process, not the others. The others should absolutely be banned, and they should be going after them now.
I recognize that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're just referring to the dispensaries that are listed in the
That's
the
correct.
Amendment.
Yes. But we could come back and extend it, should we choose to, 90 days from now.
You could.
Okay, so I would say, first of all, just between the two motions, if I supported either of them, I would support Councilmember Garcia's, because then it also motivates them to act and behave responsibly, knowing that might be an opportunity, as opposed to if we give them a year plus, then they're there.